Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Insured Californians and New Yorkers were half as likely as insured Texans and Floridians to report having health plans with deductibles that were at least 5% of their income. The maker of Kleenex and Scott brand tissues are unveiling a new line that will incorporate wheat straw and bamboo. Shortly after announcing that she was running for president, Hillary Clinton resigned from the board of the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. Protesters in Brazil are calling for impeachment of President Dilma Rousseff, but numbers seem to be declining. For a change, the U.S. and President Obama got high marks at the Summit of the Americas with all Latin American leaders. The Boston-based Paul Farmer-led charity, Partners in Health, has been faulted in international health reports for bad management structure and safety lapses in handling the Ebola outbreak in Africa. Critics are claiming the FDA's laxity in policing vitamin supplements with amphetamine-like chemical BMPA is due to having industry people in key oversight roles of the regulatory process. The ban didn't happen until Canada acted, and then professors elsewhere tested in the U.S. and demanded action. 27 million Americans will receive earned income tax refunds around the annual tax time this year. The racial gap on policing continues, with combined polls finding 59% of whites have confidence in police and only 37% of blacks do. And 69% of whites find the American justice system is not biased against black people, and 26% of blacks believe that it is absolutely biased against blacks. That would be 74% believing it's biased and 26% believing it is not biased. The Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education finds that nearly 75% of the people helped by public assistance programs geared to the poor are members of a family headed by a worker. Blackstone, the giant private equity firm, has agreed to a $14 billion purchase of property from General Electric. Real estate allowed the head of the operation, Stephen Schwartzman, to be paid $690 million last year, while his real estate chief was paid $126 million in cash money. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBF FM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.